Hey guys, it's episode 599 of All Time Top 10, one away from 600. Welcome to the finale of Top 20 Songs of 2023. We're finally putting this year to bed with part four in our four-part supersized double episode. Shannon Hurley, David Daskal, and our good friend Giovanni Blanco are back with our final picks. The best songs of the year will be featured in picks 5 through 1. It does go without saying, but I'm going to say it anyway. Please go back and listen to parts 1 through 3 before you proceed further. Once you're caught up, come back and join us here. We can't thank Shannon, David, and Gio enough for their fine work here. Go out and check out all of the cool musical stuff they're up to. And while you're at it, listen to two excellent Spotify playlists we've cooked up for you. The Top 20 Songs of 2023 Spotify playlist, featuring all of the songs featured in parts 1 through 4, bumper songs included. Also, listen to the Songs of 2023 Listener Picks playlist, featuring all 183 songs you guys asked for on our social media. And speaking of social media, we're quite active on Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and Blue Sky, and we love hearing from you guys over there. Thanks to all who are making picks and participating in our polls, voting for the bonus track of the week, and helping us reveal three more songs in our mega playlist, the ATTT 1000, aka the 1000 greatest songs we've ever heard. This week it was more from the sweet 70s. At number 670, it's Elton John with Honky Cat. I was asking you guys, what's the best Elton album of the 70s? Lots of good suggestions here. Of course, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. But also Tumbleweed Connection, Captain Fantastic, Blue Moves, Madman Across the Water. But apparently not Victim of Love. Somebody's got beef with that album. But we love Honky Chateau and the song Honky Cat. Our good friend Jason Burke over there on Instagram says, greatest song of all time? Probably not, but when I'm listening to it, I can't think of a better one like that. Thank you, Jason. Number 669, it's Steely Dan with Deacon Blues. I was asking you guys, what's the best Steely Dan album? Lots of good picks here. Of course, Katie Lied, Pretzel Logic, Gaucho, Can't Buy a Thrill, Countdown to Ecstasy, The Royal Scam, and Asia, which features the song Deacon Blues. Thanks to Fusby Morse, who says, a masterpiece in every department. And our friend Jeff Axelrod, which you're going to hear, who you're going to hear on the show very soon, says phenomenal song and great timing. Maybe Deacon can get a gig coaching the Crimson Tide now. Sorry, Jeff, they already hired a new coach, but we appreciate it. That's Deacon Blues by Steely Dan. And at number 668, it is Paul McCartney with Another Day. I was asking you guys, what's the best another song with the word another in the title. So many picks here. It was like 70 of them, but I'll just list off some good ones here. Another Brick in the Wall, Part 2, One Way or Another, Another One Bites the Dust, You've Got Another Thing Coming, Another Day in Paradise, I Can Never Love Another by The Temptations, The Fix, One Thing Leads to Another, Another Rainy Night by Queensryche, The Only Ones, Another Girl, Another Planet, Just Another Day by Oingo Boingo, Badly Drawn Boy, Another Pearl, Another Saturday Night by Sam Cooke, Alicia Keys, Another Way to Die, Another Park, Another Sunday by the Doobie Brothers, and Robert Lester Fulsom with Another Sunday Morning. But of course, we love Another Day by Paul McCartney. Our friend Nick Vincent says, it was such a welcome addition for me coming after the sublime McCartney debut solo album. And our friend Wills Bach on Instagram says, Another Day because hashtag Paul always. Yep, and you guys should be excited. I hope you're excited. We're going to be doing the top 10 Paul McCartney and Wings albums. Very fun special guest for that one. You will hear about that in a few weeks. But anyway, those three songs are now added to the playlist, the mega playlist, the ATTT 1000 playlists. They are at Spotify and YouTube, and they're growing every week. Go check them out. Follow along. And just go back and enjoy all that great music. All right, let's get back into this thing. Let us wrap things up for 2023. Let's talk to Gio and David and Shannon, and let's count down the rest of the best of 2023. Roll the tape. Drink the
I don't even know why we're doing this. It's not a duet.
Billy, you wrote a good song, not a great one.
Did you guys want to record something or fight more? I'm fine either way.
Can I ask you a question? What do you think the song's about?
What do I think the song is about? What do I think the song that I wrote is about? It's about starting a new life.
Don't stop. I wanted to tell you.
Yeah, Daisy, look, we don't need to argue.
I was just gonna say that I love the sound of your voice.
Your first single, and it hits number one. How do you top that?
It's what people want to see. It's an act. You know that.
Tell me that there's nothing going on between us. Tell me if I'm crazy.
If you love her.
I know.
Well, if you ever do, that is when this ends.
You know, do you think it's time to add a little fire?
Don't overthink it. I'm the fire.
Top 20 Songs of 2023, Part 4.
I don't know who I am, baby, baby, baby. Do you know who you are? Is it out of our hands? Tell me, tell me, tell me how we made it this far. Did we unravel a long time ago? Is there too much we don't want to know? I wish it was easy, but it isn't so. Oh, we can make a good thing bad.
And we're back. Hey, everybody. We are back. Gonna wrap things up.
In the merry old ways.
Gio's voice is still husky.
It's just getting worse. It's just getting worse.
Hang in there, man.
At this point, we're gonna take you to the ER by the end of this episode.
How are we gonna do that?
I'm gonna be talking through emails.
We've got your magical voice harnessed in a month worth of programming.
Thank you guys for inviting me to your podcast.
Stephen Hawking.
Oh, no. Thank you. I'm not gonna try that. Thanks guys
My
for being here.
Number five big ill.
I've been at this so long.
You should read all the 183 picks that we got for this episode, including the people who submitted them in that voice, and see how long it takes before you completely get laryngitis.
There actually is a Spotify playlist of all of the listener picks.
Woo! That's exciting.
All of them? All 183?
That's right.
Oh my God.
Check it out, everyone, over there on the old Spotify. I'll post the link.
And then ranked them all.
No, I didn't. I have somewhat of a life here and there. But anyway, it is the songs of 2023. This is part four. We're at the top five. And
I'm so excited.
Oh my God. I think that was Daskal.
What happened?
Right, you didn't even know if it was Gio. He's like, I'm looking around. There's three people. I ruled Shannon out.
It's like you threw your voice.
Daskal's got that glitch you like. Anyway, let's go number five. Shannon Hurley, what you got, number five?
Okay. Number five is...
Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
It is not.
Oh.
No. This is Portugal the Man. I've been threatening to put this song on my playlist. I'm like, I don't know. I can't stop the song from not being on this playlist.
It's fun.
Portugal the Man, I still don't really know who the heck they are.
That's great.
There seems to not be a lot of solid info, but
this was probably the most shocking thing that was unveiled at a year-end countdown, because I thought somebody was going to steal a Portugal the Man song from me back in like 2016.
Feel
was
it still?
Feel it still. And nobody had heard that song other than me and the thousands of millions of other people that had heard that song that year.
Then we all heard it a million times after that.
I see.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
Grim Generation.
Yeah,
Grim
they were. Generation. They were totally an indie band prior to hitting that mainstream success with that album.
And apparently, they're like really big activists. Like they donated a bunch of money, like the proceeds to their concert to Heather Herr. She was the one that got killed at a rally, a Black Lives Matter rally. Like,
was she hit by the car?
Yeah, that was the one. Yeah.
Damn.
So they donated proceeds to her. And then also like they're very political. Like I think on one time they were going to play a show, but then somebody not related to their act like came out and said, made racist statements, so they decided they said no, we're not playing this show. So they really, I really admire their political beliefs, you know. They just like really stand up for what they believe.
They went to a good school.
They must have gone to a good school.
They put their moral standards over playing a performance.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyways, I don't really know a lot about this band still, but I know that, let's see, I really don't have any information.
That's okay.
I've got to recommend for someone who wants to go prior to them. And I mean, you either like the song or you don't, but I really like a song called Colors from them. It's not a mainstream pop song at all.
Okay.
It's before Feel It Still.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
It's like 2011.
I would recommend seeing them live. They're a lot more. They show more sides live.
Yeah, they're very entertaining live.
Right.
Nice.
On.
Yeah. They do seem like
they're not like crazy performers, but they have a good visual show.
Yeah. We saw a little of their show.
Yeah, they were playing at Red Rocks or something. It looked pretty cool. Grim Generation.
Grim Generation. I like the song because first of all, like it's got like little sound effects all throughout it. You're like, what is what's going on? There's like a little section where it sounds like I Am the Walrus. There's a stranger at my door knocking, and it's all like the cellos like creeping down, and it's like to me the song, there's not really a lot of information about the song, but to me the song is about how pop culture is really dark right now. And I always think of this as like anybody born after 2001, I always think about this like, wow, you're like a 9/11 baby. Mm-hmm. And so I think the song is kind
Why
of about
laughing?
That like
I'm kidding.
I know. I know, but man, it's just dark, you know.
They didn't get to experience the before times like
you know
we
they're in their early 20s now.
Yeah, so like, but inherently their lives are just very dark because of what they've been having to grow up with and seeing. And
it's tough.
Yeah, so.
I call them patriot brats.
Patriot brats. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, shall we?
Sure.
All right. It's number five.
Number five, Grim Generation.
What she said.
One, two, three. Yeah.
that didn't Atari do it. Nintendo shit it cracks the Nintendo me the thing at the fuck end. Up. They didn't do it at the end, but they did it twice, and it just cracks me the fuck up.
You got one level up.
Man. They are really into that late 1960s Austin Powersy vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, have they ever been produced by Mark Ronson? I feel like they should be.
Should be. That'd be good team up.
Yeah.
You could tell this is not produced by Mark Ronson because it has a more like dirty and lo-fi sound, which they probably love, and like it's more indie than Mark Ronson really is, you know?
I guess.
He's kind of commercial sounding.
Well,
he's
so kinda... are they, man.
I know. But
even if they're dark and political.
It's grim.
Grim. Yeah.
It's a grim generation. What do you mean?
You have leveled up.
That sounds merry.
I got an extra life. Anyway, that is Portugal the Man. Good
stuff. Period.
Gio, bring us on home, man.
Stylized Portugal, period.
Earth, the circle.
All right. We're down to the top four. And so everyone's top picks coming up next. Gio, what do you got? Number four.
So here's my top pick. There's no
truck stop mix here
since we did the podcast before with you on the subject of yacht rock. I've been listening to a lot of different bands that are doing new music that people are kind of throwing into the yacht rock arena.
Sure.
And I've heard many things that I've really dug and I've found interesting, but there's only one band that for me is worth putting in the same pantheon as the greats. And it's just like these two guys.
Young Gun Silver Fox?
Young Gun Silver Fox.
Oh, man.
Because they nail
Andy Platts, Sean Lee, and their last album, Ticket to Shangri-La. I know it came out around this time last year, but I didn't hear it till February.
It'll count, yeah.
And it's my favorite album this year. And it's hard for me to pick a song from it, but I'll just go with the first song because... It was the second I heard it, I was just like, I love these guys. So, you know, they bring that Blue-Eyed Soul, Hall & Oates, Doobie Brothers, Christopher Cross vibe, Kenny Loggins, little Steely Dan.
What?
But it's all very kind of commercial sounding.
And coming from you, a recommendation from you, I definitely believe this has got to be, you know, up there with Starbuck at the very least.
Whoa, that Moonlight feels right.
Always, you know,
they had a second song too.
What?
Yeah, they sure did.
Did it have a gigantic marimba solo in it too?
No, there was nothing like Moonlight Feels Right. No.
Anyway, so what are we gonna hear? What's the song called?
Still Got It Going On, Young Gun Silver Fox.
All right, take it to Shangri-La is the album. Love it. Check it out. Number four.
Number four. Still Got It Going On.
We'll be right back.
man, they nailed that to the wall. I was freaking out because the intro sounds completely identical to. So I don't know if I'm getting people in trouble with this or if they have to give them copyright songwriting credits. But Frankie and the Knockouts had a 1981 top 10 number 10 hit with a song called "Sweetheart." That thankfully Gio knows the song. I'll have to play Ben and Shannon the song. They're gonna freak out because. And then I have to also give credit too because I mentioned in the last episode that Gio needs to hear a song by David Fostex called "Lost My Keys," and guess who's featured on that song? Sean Lee from Young Guns, Silver Fox.
Oh my God.
So you're gonna be in heaven.
Small world after all.
Yeah. So everyone's gonna hear that song before I leave tonight. But that was a great number four. That's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
And they're playing the Troubadour on January 23rd.
Nice.
I've got tickets.
That's a great venue to see them in case they blow up.
Do they perform with the full horn section and everything?
I think they have a 6-piece band, so I don't know if they have full horns, but who knows? Yeah. They might.
Those arrangements are so authentic to the early 80s. Like, they completely really know what they're doing.
Yeah, that's like 79 to 81 right there.
There you go. The sweet spot.
The word is smooth. That's
cool. I know Nick Arndt's going to be pleased to have heard this.
Anyway, let's go to number three. This is my last one. And the word supergroup gets tossed around quite a bit these days. And you could conceivably call Boy Genius a supergroup. I don't know. It's a trio of indie singer-songwriters, Phoebe Bridgers, Julian Baker, and Lucy Dacus. And they combine forces to bring their own singular voices together in unbelievable harmony. And to me, that's like their calling card. And the harmonies on their debut album, The Record, are like next level. And you know, people can call Boy Genius a supergroup, whatever you want, but I really hope they become more than that. You know, I hope they keep going, put out, you know, subsequent records and just do more because they like bring out the best in each other, basically. It's just sort of, they've come across this thing and it works really well. 2023 was the year of Boy Genius as they spent months on tour with Taylor Swift and, their debut album is brilliant from beginning to end. For a while, I resisted the more intimate tracks, but when I, because it's like up and down. There's like hard rockers. I don't know if you saw them on SNL.
No, I didn't even know that this project was happening.
Yeah,
and not to put a hex on the curse of the supergroup trios, but I feel like anytime a group of three gets together to do something like this,
it doesn't last.
They do two more albums with like a Peter Gabriel separation between the time that they've done them.
Well,
so you better enjoy it.
I hope they keep going. The record is amazing, and it does have some like hard rockers. Like if you heard the song "Satanist," $20. It's hard rock, but then there's like these intimate tracks, and I'm just kind of like, I was kind of like resistant to those for a while, but then I heard there's a song called Leonard Cohen, on the album, and it just kills me. They say, on the on ramp, you said, "If you love me, you will listen to this song." And I could tell you were serious, so I didn't tell you you were driving the wrong way on the interstate until the song was done. You felt like an idiot adding an hour to the drive, but it gave us more time to embarrass ourselves, telling stories we wouldn't tell anyone else. You said, "I might like you less now that you know me so well." Leonard Cohen once said, "There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. And I am not an old man having an existential crisis at a Buddhist monastery writing horny poetry. But I agree. I never thought you'd happen to me."
That was totally based on a true story.
I believe it.
So long, Marianne.
it's a great record.
It's a Leonard Cohen song, Shannon.
I know, sorry. I was
so long, Marianne.
It's time we begin.
I just played that song for Allie. She hadn't heard it. I was like, you never heard Leonard Cohen. Yeah. That's my favorite. His. I'm sorry. Right. Go ahead.
That's okay. So
I'm serenading us.
That was great. So I heard that and I got instant respect. And the more I listened to the record, the more I loved it. And I especially love the single Not Strong Enough, and it kind of like gets me all like turns me into a puddle by the, so
we got to get the Kleenex
out. I'm gonna try to keep it together. I was singing, now that I know the words too, like it's even
get
worse.
Get a tissue, Tito.
When I sing in my car, I have to like be careful because I could not being able to
sing.
Oh no,
you should, this should be.
This is going to be songs that make
don't
you cry
drive
volume
while
3.
Listening to this song.
Oh yeah.
That's not a good safe one. For driving.
Daskal, you'll appreciate this song has its own, I've got soul, but I'm not a soldier moment.
Whoa.
There you go.
If you know what I mean.
So, I know what you mean.
So I know what you mean. I think you'll dig it. Check it out. It's Boy Genius, Not Strong Enough. We did have several listener picks for songs of theirs, including Satanist, which was requested by Nick and Brendan. David says $20, but Oscar and Chrissy say Not Strong Enough. It is my favorite song of the year, coming in at our list for our list at number 3. Check it out.
Number 3, Not Strong Enough.
Black hole opened in the kitchen. Every clock's a different time. It would only take the energy to fix it. I don't know why
Ben together. He didn't cry.
Not outwardly. Yeah, man.
Those are some beautiful harmonies and that drum breakdown, the fills. I think Dustin Prince would dig that stuff.
I think so. Yeah, everyone needs to hear the album, the record, as well as the EP they just released in November called The Rest, which is just, it's 4 more songs from that, okay. Those sessions.
Yeah, the vocals are so good.
Yep. It's good stuff. Wow. It's Boy Genius, everybody.
Awesome.
It's nice to see him pull it off live too on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I didn't see them do that song, but we watched the clip of them doing Satanist.
Yeah,
and the band is killer. Yeah, I'll have to check that out. Them doing Not Strong Enough, but yeah, good for them. You know, having a good year. It is time
for numero dos.
Numero dos.
I want to do a quick callback to Shannon's number five, Portugal the Man. Camille suggested Summer of Love featuring Unknown Mortal Orchestra. So thank you, Camille, for your Portugal the Man pick.
Cool.
For the year. Superlative, best lyric goes to Jenny Lewis for in her song Psychos.
Shit is crazy town.
That's it.
This shit is crazy town.
They took the words right out of my mouth, Meatloaf. In the chorus, as a matter of fact, she sings, "This shit is crazy town," and I have an affinity for that term, Gio. Crazy town. So happy to hear somebody in their 40s singing it, and I can't leave out the second best line of the year. My face is just grinning side to side to Oliver Anthony music in Richmond, north of Richmond. God, if you're 5'3" and 300 pounds, taxes ought not to pay for your bags of fudge rounds. And I'm elated that a Little Debbie reference now appears in a number one Hot 100 song in the history books. And oh,
Nutty Bars are better, but anyway.
Third place to Dolly Parton for World on Fire. She sings, "Everybody's tripping over this or that," and to hear Dolly Parton in her late 70s sing that on a record is priceless. I was doing an odd thing, y'all, shopping in an adjacent neighborhood Walmart with my son Graham, who loves shopping carts and throwing items in it, when overhead I hear a bright sounding Foo Fighters track.
Oh, yeah.
I thought, oh wow, this sounds like it's around the Color and the Shape era back in the late 1990s, but how come I don't know this song? It's super catchy. So I pull up the old Android, raise it high in the sky, and tap that Shazam button above Graham and I and capture the title. It is Foo Fighters. The song is called Under You, with a release date of 2023. I was like, 2023? What the hell? And looking up the album, it came out in June. I was like, how did I miss this release? I heard the album soon thereafter, and soon it became clear. With the somewhat controlled, angry vocals, there's a bit of Rush and a bit of Genesis in here. No doubt you get the feels that this is in response to drummer Taylor Hawkins' passing. The song is called But Here We Are. And nothing after Metallica's 72 Seasons album rocked harder than this. Which shout outs to Dusty Banks and Kyle Duvall, who turned me on to Lux Eterna last year. It was my number one last year on All Time Top 10. But nothing rocked harder. Rock is still not dead, for the Foos and Dave Grohl are one of a few keeping it alive. So I'm sorry if I threw everyone into confusion there. Under You turned me on to the album, and I listened to the album in full, and after a couple listens of But Here We Are, the title track of the album, I was like, this is gold. This is severe. Number two for us, an all-time top 10, number one for me for the year.
Cool. Yeah, we had a listener pick for The Glass.
The Glass, yes.
With her.
Yeah, yeah, friend Chrissy wants to hear that
the
one.
The original and the one with her are both really good.
They're both good, yeah.
Yeah, so about a minute into this track, you can hear the Rush influence, and then in the breakdown, which you absolutely must play, Ben,
because
you always cut these songs off too soon. There's a whole Genesis thing going on, like early 70s Genesis,
really?
Which Adam Sears would totally appreciate, and all old school Genesis fans, like Steve Hackett style playing.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and they both love those bands, you know, all that stuff, back in the day. So here
Check
you go. But
out.
here we are, Foo Fighters.
Number two, But Here We Are.
Yeah.
Man, Motorhead, Ace of Spades, look out. And I don't like the new metal, angry, screaming, yelling of the late 90s, but this is done in such a controlled manner.
He can scream with the best of them.
Dave Grohl and no nodules.
Mary, you were saying on drums.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't sure. I had to ask while we were listening if that was Josh Freese, because he's like their new drummer. But
right, but Grohl did the drums on this before they hired Josh. He was like, is that Josh Freese? Like, I know we would all love it to be, because he's totally competent.
Any chance to hear Dave Grohl playing drums is, you know.
Yeah, but you can feel that fury, you know, yeah. And it's the most angry song on the album. I was surprised to see this not being released as a single, for I think this would do well on the rock charts. But what do I know? It's number one with me for 2023. Huzzah!
Yeah, I find it interesting that that they were at a point creatively and then spiritually, because they lost Taylor Hawkins. Like, Medicine at Midnight, their last album, was like the farthest left that they've gone, you know what I mean? Like the farthest out away from what Foo Fighters was.
Right.
And then they lose, you know, what a lot of people consider to be their like heart.
Right.
And then they have to come back. And it's this album is just like, it is a kind of pull back to their original form, but pull back where they are right now. So that's where like that focus that David's talking about, that sort of like specificness about, you know, it's not reckless for the sake of being reckless. It's like, how much passion can we put into this in the most concise form? And it's a solid record.
Good for them, man.
Well,
I remember after Taylor died, you were, you know, I don't know, a couple months later, you were like, will the Foo Fighters return, and who will be the drummer? And I didn't want them to come back, to be honest. I was like, come on, man. They didn't start a new project. Dave, do something, you know, like, Taylor is such a huge part of this whole thing. But you know what? They don't know what else they can do. They got to keep going. And I'm happy for them, because you can hear in that, like, they've got all the passion. They've got the energy.
Yeah. And Foo is one of those interesting bands for me that, like, I don't like all of their material.
Right.
But I like
a lot of their
material.
A lot of it. That's the thing.
And it's so like for them to return
Nirvana
to their roots.
Such a small amount. And Foo Fighters is like, you know, five times as many.
Albums. Yeah. But I mean that there's like artists that I like the bulk of their material. And just for them, they were kind of like, could I skip seeing them in concert? Probably. Yeah.
I want to see them live.
But I mean, with like doing Rope back in 2000, well, I guess it would have been 2015, when we were still doing all time top 10 with 10 songs. That was a year end pick for me.
I'm really glad that Foo Fighters are still around, because like to me, like, I feel like we need them as much as they need themselves, because I feel like they help us through grief too, you know, like.
Sure.
What was the song that came out in the early 2000s?
Best of You?
No. Times like these.
Yeah.
I feel like after 9/11, I feel like that song is what we needed, you know, and like it felt like it helped us through it. And just like this album is helping everyone process Taylor Hawkins' death, and it's helping them as well. So it's helping them grieve. So.
I'm glad they're doing it.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah, this was a total surprise. And again, just happen to be walking in a store I don't normally shop in and hearing the song, and like, I'm very thankful that this did not pass me by this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, because it was definitive.
There you go.
Definitive.
Speaking of definitive,
it's number one, Jen and Early.
Number one. I'm just gonna go back around to the pop realm and just be giving you just a high energy dance song. And here's a song that I loved it the first time I heard it. The little guitar part that starts out the song, again, reminds me of Fleetwood Mac. Don't know why, but it just reminds me of Fleetwood Mac. And then it goes into this like cool, just like BB Rexha groove. So this is Bebe Rexha. Huh. And the funny thing is that we were watching the video for this because we were like, let's just watch a bunch of 2023 music videos. And then our friend Casey is in the music video.
Wow. Shout out to Casey.
And the music video is like, they're like filming her in this like 70s van. Like it's That's like total. Video. Yeah. It's like, they're just like, and so Casey's one of the guys holding the camera and stuff. It's so funny. But anyways, that's not the reason why this song is on my is my number one, but it's just, it was just a little funny little thing that
funny little quirk.
And what's it
like
called?
A, like a Pearl
this
Charles
is called,
quirk.
This is called Heart Wants What It Wants. So this is number two, number one. Number one. So number one, Heart Wants, is it Heart? Yeah. Number one, Heart Wants What It Wants.
Yeah, and shout out to Nick Art, who wants to hear Satellite with Bebe Rexha and Snoop Dogg.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Here we go.
But I just love the lyrics to that song too. Like it's just to me an interesting way to just relay this woman's, you know, her character, you know, just I wish I wrote a song like that.
I'm pissed that I did not know that the song existed, but I'm thrilled that it's our number one.
Da-da-da. I agree.
And that is number one. It's Bebe Rexha. That's a great list, guys. Yeah.
Woo! Yay, we did it.
Fantastic. We did it. And we still have one more track to play. This is the bonus track of the week for part four. Thanks to everyone who made picks and voted. We're going to have our honorable mentions right after this. It is the bonus track of the week for part four, selected by you guys. Check it out.
As chosen by our listeners on social media, here's the bonus track of the week.
Hey everybody, it's time for the listener pick bonus track of the week, selected by our friends on social media. Thanks to everybody that made picks and everybody that voted. And of course, thank you to David, Shannon, and Gio. You guys are the best as well. All right, this is it. The final bonus track in our mega countdown. These are the songs that you guys were voting on over there on Facebook, Threads, Instagram, and Blue Sky. We had King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard with Witchcraft. We had The National with Eucalyptus. We had Daisy Jones and the Six with Aurora, although a lot of our friends were suggesting Look at Us Now, Honeycomb, as the big song from Daisy Jones and the Six. It's a great series, by the way. If you love rock and roll, if you love the 70s, check out Daisy Jones and the Six. It's quite fun. But the winner this week, it is Flowers from Miley Cyrus. Big time hit from Miley, and a very interesting story. I don't want to get into the whole thing, but you guys should definitely check out the origin story of Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Of course, it is about her ex, Liam Hemsworth, and there's a similarity to a Bruno Mars song. There's a whole thing with the lyrics, and apparently that was Liam's, when they reconciled at one point, he said that the Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man, should be their song, and the lyrics are striking. The music is almost the same, too, and it's definitely a meta thing. Just a quick example, there's more to this, but the Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man, he sings, I should have bought you flowers and held your hand, should have gave you all my hours when I had the chance. And then Miley, her version sings, I can buy myself flowers, I can write my name in the sand, talk to myself for hours, and she can take herself dancing and hold her own hand and all that stuff. It's pretty interesting. And it's a great song. I'll agree. Lots of people love it, and I do too. It is Miley Cyrus with Flowers, the bonus track of the week for part four. Thanks to listener Frank for bringing this one up and everyone that voted for it. Let's take a listen. It is the bonus track of the week for part four. It's Flowers from Miley Cyrus.
Listener pick.
We were good, we were gold, kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't, built a home and watched it burn.
Track of the week for part four. That is it, guys. This has been awesome. It is honorable mention time, though. Gio, you got a few, I'm guessing.
Got about 47.
Quickly.
I'll try to be as quick as possible. At 47 is, I'm kidding. I think I had a few, yes. Maya Folick, Bad Thing.
Okay.
Something I heard earlier this year that kind of blew me away. I don't know if you were just going to mention these or play bits or whatever.
No,
but
just mention them. We got a lot to get to. So
yeah.
Go.
Lewis Cole, Park Your Car on My Face.
Don't do that.
Broken Sound, She Likes Running.
Broken Sound.
L.A. Boys, Fernando and Michael Collins.
Yeah.
Tamar Burke, Dropping the Bucket.
Thank you for introducing me to her, because I love If You Know, You Know.
Yeah, she is so... she's amazing. She releases an album every year, and she's cool. This is kind of a controversial pick for me, but I really love Olivia Rodrigo's Vampire.
It's a good song. That is a really good song. It's like
everything from that record.
It's a Driver's License with some backbeat.
I love
Guts. Exactly.
I love Guts. The whole album's really, really good.
I'm just going to shout out some things real quick. Televised Mind, you don't Know Me. Break Out the Crazy Higher. Slamdanistas, We Say Goodbye, and Buggy Jive. Encyclopedia Black and The Case of You.
There you go. Excellent.
Amazing stuff, yeah.
Cool. I got some here I'm going to throw out. The Hives Are Back.
Oh, wow.
The Hives.
Yeah, The Hives Are Back. Bogus Operandi. Is a great song. Also, Trapdoor Solution. Check it out from the Hives album. And then Jason Isbell on the 400 Unit has a very strong record.
Don't wash the cast iron skillet.
The cast iron skillet. Oh,
with
my
soap.
God.
You can rinse it out.
That was on my list.
Yeah, supposed to. Save the World is the song from that album I really like. The Beatles, Now and Then. Got to mention it.
Okay.
Got to get a mention at least. Shannon Hurley and Fusby Morse.
Yay!
Empty World.
Empty World.
It's so good. Featuring
thank you.
Featuring Phil Jones.
Phil Jones.
On drums on a Shannon Hurley track, Mr. Tom Petty guy. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Lana Del Rey, The Hollywood Bowl. Huh. That song mentions Billy Joel and
no kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta hear that one.
It's great. One of the listeners mentioned a song called Cicada by the band Fucked Up. Sorry, Mrs. Eisen. It's a great
and Mrs.
song.
Roma.
Channeling Husker Du. It's fantastic stuff. Margot Price, we played earlier. I also shout out to Been to the Mountain. SZA with Kill Bill.
Yeah, Rachel and Eric wanted to hear that one.
Yeah, that's a creepy track for
it
sure.
It is, man.
Yeah. Queens of the Stone Age new record was really good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, damn. I didn't know that one.
Yeah. My favorite song
is... a good one.
What the Peephole Say. I don't care what the people say. That's my favorite from that record. And then, another one from Olivia Rodrigo. I like Bad Idea, Right?
Yeah, a lot of people like that one. My wife liked that one.
That's the one I like. So those are mine. David Daskal, what do you got?
All right. First, I'm going to run through my notable mentions here, just because they won't get a mention. I've always backed all country singer Kacey Musgraves since her Follow Your Arrow days, and I'm happy to see she shared her number one song with up-and-comer Zach Bryan for I Remember Everything, a great country duet that crossed over in this marvelous country crossover year of 2023 to number one. And after 9 years of holiday resurgence being stopped at number two, a campaign to push Brenda Lee to the top of the Billboard charts finally happened. For her, it's her second number one, but Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree surpassed Mariah Carey's Tired Rain, and at the time of this taping had held it off for at least 2 weeks at number one. And I just got word today that All I Want for Christmas is You is back at number one. But I'm happy. I'm so happy for Brenda Lee because she's still alive in her late 70s.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame member.
Yeah, true. And she's got a music video, too, on YouTube, which helped catapult this. It's fresh. The Damned had a new album, which I mentioned back in episode one of this parter.
That was like
and it ago. Sounded like an audition to have their songs placed in the next Quentin Tarantino movie, which is not going to happen. Girl, I'll Stop at Nothing is the standout track for me. It's like a relentless 5-minute blowout, though I'd like to hear a cold finish versus a fade out. And then Who's Gonna Hear Their Wish by Goo Goo Dolls is the best original rock and Christmas song I've heard in a long, long time. They also did a version with some of Christmas All Over Again, the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers Christmas song with some cool collaboration. But this was a standout. The rest of my all-time top 10 as follows. Number six, my backup number one was Choose Your Fighter by Ava Max from the Barbie soundtrack, a total homage to Aqua's Barbie Girl tempo, and it's barely over 2 minutes. Number seven, Attention by the Aces, another fantastic all-female band. Number eight, Glastonbury by Joe Hill, a fun bouncy track from Joe, spelled J-O, a female artist out of England. Number nine, Always Will by Cannons, who just dropped an album in November and have some different sounds, great material. And number 10, this is what I was really hoping to play if we each got six, was Flowers by Miley Cyrus, which was an alternate number three or number two. It was great. Liam Hemsworth told the world that, like, when I hear Bruno Mars's When I Was Your Man, it makes me think of Miley, and she got so sick of that, so she kind of, I don't even think she interpolated, but in a weird way did some vibey melody thing of When
exactly
I Was Your Man,
like it,
but she doesn't have to credit him, and I get a kick out of that because Bruno Mars made a living off of ripping other people's artists' songs off, so cheers to you, Miley. 9 weeks at number one for her, and it's a, you know, I'm not into her Wrecking Ball Malibu stuff, but I really like Midnight Sky is still my favorite of hers, and I want more of this
kind
of
stuff. That was co-written by Ilse.
No kidding. Which one, Midnight Sky? Nice.
Yeah.
Ilse. Oh, she sounded like Cyrus, too. You could tell she's an influence.
Yeah.
You think she was a Cyrus sister. I meant
Cyrus-esque.
So, and then I'm going to have a top 101 songs because of a couple of Shannon Hurley's that just blew my mind here on Spotify. I'll have that posted on my page and we'll drop the link to Ben. He can post the all-time top 10. Link.
Right on. All right, Shannon Hurley, last but not least.
Okay,
honorable
so
mentions.
Easy Now from Noel Gallagher and the High Flying Birds is just a beautiful song. Chemical by Post Malone.
Oh, wow.
Angel, there's a, let's see, a three for from the Barbie soundtrack. I like Angel by Pink Panthers. What Was I Made For? Billie Eilish. And Dance the Night by Dua Lipa. All really strong songs. I can't believe we did not talk about Barbie at all. Anyways, The Glass by Foo Fighters. The Walk Home. David, I think you would like the song by Young the Giant.
Okay.
Very soaring melodies in the chorus. Nice. Just really just beautiful song.
They do Cough Syrup, Young the Giant.
What?
A song called Cough Syrup.
Cough Syrup?
Whoa.
Oh, I thought you meant like they have their own brand of cough syrup.
No. What's it called? Walk From Home?
It's
Young
the Walk
Giant,
Home.
The Walk Home. Okay, great. I will add that for sure. And then I want to hear that Post one you're talking about.
Chemical,
Oh, yeah, it's good.
Oh, yeah.
My Dua Lipa song this year is Houdini. Allie got me into that one, too.
Oh, I haven't heard that one yet.
It's kind of like a thriller-esque song.
Okay, all right. Oh,
anything else, Hurley?
Padam Padam by by Kylie Minogue.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's her whole album, Tension, is so good.
Like she's back.
Creating pop music that I think is more interesting than she ever did back in the 80s or
better than
the 90s.
Locomotion?
Yeah.
Anyway, so.
Yeah. Now I think she's finally like, I mean, she's better than ever. So.
There you go. Oh.
Yeah. And yeah, to give Barbie more props, and I haven't seen the movie yet because I didn't grow up on Barbie, despite, you know, Barbie being everywhere. And I'll give it a watch with my wife. But Choose Your Fighter would have been my number one song had it not been for the Foo Fighters' Discovery. Wow. And that's off Barbie album soundtrack. It's just, man, it is a pump up. It is my go-to running song. Because now I run pretty much most days of the week now.
It shows.
Daskell,
run. Thank you. I'm telling you, if you hear anybody knocking a keto diet, it works. You have to stay disciplined. I did it for 3 months from August to right before Thanksgiving, and I dropped my gut, which I'm thrilled about.
Good,
thank you. And then I did 20 or carbs. Yeah, 20 carbs or less a day. And it's very easy to do if you pace yourself and pick, you know, responsible food items, and then getting yourself at least 21 minutes of aerobic exercise most days.
Hey guys, I'm currently at a drive-thru. Does anyone want anything?
Well, I'm actually going to meet up with a friend at Norm's and going to get some fried chicken strips and a chocolate milkshake. So,
there you go.
But you know, you can
ruin everything.
I had a cheat date one day a month when I did it, and my body felt like crap for a day, but then right back into it. So you can train your body to do it. I wouldn't recommend it long term.
Yeah.
But if you're just trying to get healthy again and reverse pre-diabetes diagnosis, which is what I did.
Awesome.
So
there
good
you
job.
Go. That's it. Knocked I'm all it about, out. I'm all about the same thing. Anyway, did you have more? Or are we good?
No, all good.
All right. I know you had like 100 more, but that's it. Thanks so much, guys. Great list. Great, great song. This is awesome.
You guys rock.
Gio, we are delighted to have you join us for the year-end thing.
Yes, thank you for being
thank
here.
You. Yes.
We had a merry time. I had a merry
yes.
time.
We were all merry.
On the 14th
now we're
floor.
Very tired. Thanks so much, guys. Everyone, check out Truck Stop.
Sorry. We got that some of that Young the Giant cough syrup.
Whoa. Everyone check out hey, I'm trying to plug here.
Young the Giant, Portugal everyone, the Man.
Everyone check out Portugal the Giant
and Cage the Elephant
and Young the Man
and Mumford and the Man
and Fleet the Foxes.
Oh my god.
Fleet the Foxes.
Everybody
and the Greta and the Greta Van Sheets.
Fuck that band. Fuck that band.
Wow. Everyone check out Truck Stop Mixtape, everyone.
Yeah.
You can find that where, Gio?
Truckstopmixtape.com.
Yeah.
That's right. And everyone listen to No Joke Radio.
At RadioNoJoke.com.
And everyone listen to Shannon Hurley.
At ShannonHurley.com.
And everyone listen to Data Maps Burn You until they release their album.
Bury you.
Bury.
I'll burn you, too.
Burn You is the new single.
I'll burn you, then I'll bury you.
And then cue up Burn the Witch by Queens of the Stone Age.
Anyway, it's loopy time, everyone. Good night. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks everybody for listening.
Merry New Year. Ho, ho, ho.
Don't. And until next time, say goodbye.
Good night, good night, good night.
See ya, wanna be ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, peace out.
It's like I want pop from people I know.